Yeah. Oh, but now all I have, all I have in my pocket is a nickel and a nail. But some way, Lord knows somehow, oh, I fell. Oh, yeah. Cause all I have in my pocket, oh, oh. All I can give a count of is a nickel and a nail.
Body and soul, I only know this little game we play. We weren't alive. from the start. 3 years and 10 days, I was the one to run away. You'd find the hiding place inside your heart. So often all I wished for was the phone to ring. I'd be hoping that you'd ask if I still sing. Then I'd tell you that everything's just fine, and I'd say, remind you that time's not on our side. We've lived half a lifetime trying to love each other right. So what shall we do from here? How shall we move ahead? Holding on to days of old, let's forgive what we've said. And remember, there's just two, a sister for me and a sister for you. I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing these blues. Oh, sister, honey, I've got news for you. I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too. Oh, scuffling, I've been up lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of suns going down. Oh, but trust me, no low life's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister, remember your name. No twister's gonna steal my stuff away. Oh, my sister, we sure ain't got a whole lot of time. lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of suns going down. Oh, but trust me, no low life is gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name. No twister's gonna steal your stuff away. Oh, my sister, we sure ain't got a whole lot of time. So shake your shimmy, sister. Honey, the shook's feeling fine. Honey, the shook's feeling fine. Shake your shimmy, sister.
All right. That was Tiffany Monique from a CD called Call It Magic, and the song is Sister, Miss Sally's Blues. And that comes to us from Kate Smith Promotions. I like that a lot. This is a Collar Jones Ritchie Temperton composition. And there are all kinds of folks featured on this. I'm not going to get into all the names. All right, so before that, we heard Don Bryant, A Nickel and a Nail. Don't Give Up on Love is the name of the disc. And Pete Malaverne with Ben Allison at Kiritana was before that. A City Called Heaven. Oh, looks like I've got that spelled wrong. There, that looks better. A CD is called Heaven. And Laszlo Gardoni from his new CD, Folk at Heart. Laszlo Gardoni, Serious Play is the name of the CD. And I think that brings us up to date. We are WMFO Medford, and I'm just looking for my... I want to share with you some announcements. Oh, here's a good one. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical exercises, activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Boy, isn't that the truth. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Community Radio. There you have it. So, let's see. Just looking to see if I had any other information. Pete Malaverne, I played his, what does it say about him? It's an inspired trio set. It was due out on June 16th. Features bassist Ben Allison and drummer Akira Tana with special guests John Faddis, Karen Allison, and Steve Wilson. So they have their CD release things going on in New York City area. And I don't think they're going to be up in this area. I don't see anything up here. I like that a lot. And what else did we listen to? Laszlo Gardoni. It's the second cut I've played off of that, which I really enjoyed. So it says he opens and closes Serious Play with familiar standards. Reimagine what Jackie McLean called new wine in old bottles. And let's see, which track did I play for us? Folk at Heart. What does it say about Folk at Heart? There's always so much here to do. I don't see anything about that particular cut. No. Okay, so. And Comes Love. Not sure if I played that for you or not. I know I played the Don Bryant. Okay, that has to go over there. That's a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass with Patrice Williamson and John Wheatley. And we heard Don't Be That Way. That's a Benny Goodman, Edgar Sampson, Mitchell Parrish recording. Ragbag music. Interesting. Okay, so now we're going to go to this one.
Thank you. ray from God still shines in this darkened universe to link us into the chain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Our wise men dedicate their lives to lead us to this light. May it be thy will to open our hearts to their words. Please don't let us fall into the pit of darkness. But let us receive the Messiah in its golden fullness, that we may know the holy path of righteousness. Jump into the sea of the Torah. Jump into the sea of the Torah. In all of your ways, know Him, Da'eo. Children, the greatness of your name, and pass the truth to your people, Israel. To teach our children the greatness of your name, and pass the truth to your people, Israel. Their lives to lead us to this light. May it be thy will to open our hearts to their words. Please don't let us fall into the pit of darkness, but let us receive the Messiah in its golden fullness, that we may know the holy path of righteousness. Jump into the sea of the Torah. Jump right into the sea of the Torah. In all of your ways, know Him, Da'eo. Explore the realms of truth. Explore the realms of eternity. Come closer and closer to God. So jump into the sea of the Torah. Jump right into the sea of the Torah. Na 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 na. Jump right into the sea of the Torah. Thank you.
dejo yo, Don Felipe Inú, Aleile, Joshua Inú, Al Hartzion, Sheshome.
Okay, this is from a CD called The Songs of the 3 Weeks, Avru Riflam Presents, and the song is called Azehaya. So, what is the 3 weeks? Well, in the Jewish tradition, we're now in a period of 3 weeks, and I'm going to share a little bit with you from Me'am Loez, the story of Tisha B'Av, which is coming up. And this is translated by Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. So we started off with a fast last week, and that was the 17th of Tammuz. So 5 things happened to our ancestors on the 17th of Tammuz, and 5 on Tisha B'Av. On 17th of Tammuz, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we had a daytime fast. The first tablets were broken. That's the tablets of the Torah. The Torah was given on 6th Sivan, and on 7th Sivan, Moshe went up on high to receive the tablets. He remained there 40 days, which ended on 17th Tammuz. Moshe then descended, and when he saw that the Israelites had made the golden calf, he broke the tablets. This was a day of great catastrophe. The Atlantic Ocean rose so as to swamp the entire world. Moshe immediately took the golden calf, burned it, and ground it into powder. Moshe then asked the sea, "Why do you wish to swamp the world?" "The world only exists because of the merit of the Torah," replied the sea. "The Israelites have rebelled against the Torah." Moses replied, "I will give you everything that they made." He took the ashes of the golden calf and strewed them over the surface of the water. At that time, thousands of Israelites died, but the sea did not stop its raging. Moshe then took some of this water mixed with the ashes of the golden calf and gave it to the Israelites to drink. Only then did the sea calm down. It was also decreed that the Israelites be subjugated to other nations and that they die. If the tablets had not been broken, no nation would ever have been able to gain power over the Israelites. The Israelites would have also become immortal. This is alluded to when the Torah says, "The writing was the writing of God, engraved, Charuth, on the tablets in Exodus." Our sages teach us, do not read Charuth, but read Cheruth, which denotes freedom. It is as if the Torah had said the writing was God's writing, there was freedom on the tablets. This indicates that if the tablets had not been broken, the Israelites would have been free from governmental power and also free from the angel of death. Other catastrophes also happened on 17th Tammuz. On that day, the Israelites had to stop bringing the daily sacrifice, known as the Tamid. Every day, the Israelites would sacrifice 2 sheep, one in the morning and one in the late afternoon. One was to atone for any sins that the Israelites committed during the night, and the other was to atone for any sins they had committed during the day. the Israelites could then sleep without sin. When the enemy laid siege to Jerusalem, the Israelites still brought sacrifices using the animals that were in the city. However, on 17 Tammuz, they had to stop bringing the tamid because there were no more animals in Jerusalem that could be used for the sacrifice, and it was impossible to go outside to obtain others. When the tamid was no longer offered, the enemy became strong and was able to destroy Jerusalem. The above occurred during the destruction of the first temple. A similar event happened during the time of the second temple, and it goes into a whole lot of detail with that, which I'm not going to go into. The third tragedy that occurred on 17 Tammuz was that the walls of the city were broken and the enemy was able to enter. The fourth tragedy was that Apostomus burned the Torah. The fifth tragedy was that King Manasseh placed an idol in the Holy Temple. So this all happened on the 17th of Tammuz. And so from that day to the Tisha B'Av, which is 3 weeks later, it's called the 3 weeks. And so during this time, we reduce our joy. We don't hold weddings. And generally speaking, you don't listen to music for pleasure, because I'm doing a show, so I'm playing music. But you just kind of, you don't cut your hair. You don't shave. In other words, you're in a period of mourning. That's really what's going on. And then the last 9 days, you avoid being around water because it's a danger. Certainly not for pleasure to be by the ocean or in the lakes and such. What else? You avoid eating meat because that's also something that we consider for a special occasion, like on a Yom Tov or a Shabbos. And you shouldn't do laundry unless you have a little child and you have diapers and you really have to. Most people are doing throwaway stuff today, so it doesn't apply. And you don't buy new things, because these things give you joy. And you don't make new buildings on your house. If you have to do repairs, okay, but you don't start new projects. And so, you know, it's a way of kind of reducing. And then culminating at the end of the 3 weeks of Tisha B'Av, it's a 25-hour fast. And the whole idea is to realize what we as a people did to fix ourselves now, and so maybe we'll merit, please God, to have the third temple come to us, so that and you know, people don't realize that the temple was not only for the Jewish people, but because it's God's will, it benefited the entire mankind. So it's all very intricate and complicated. Everybody has the right to practice their own traditions, but these are ours, so I just like to share them with you a little bit. So that was the first song. We'll play some more from that, but now we'll hear a little bit of music from Carl Bach Friday Night, and here we go.
Hay de jonera neno y la baba se muy no borrío y le sobo voy no Ne cade mo fono e besava edo mi bese mirai snari aloi oiare bovim shono maya va kod bedai mai va 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 vai ma yam to ye le va va ve he dia va va na ya do de va 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 khoi I shiru lashem shinjicha vadosh, shiru lashem kala vavades, shiru lashem bar chushmoy, lasrim yem liyam yeshuva soy, ay ay ay, zapru vagoyim kivu voidoy, bechala amim nefli yasov, ki gadoy lashem umiyun lal miyoy, inay rahu
Your door, your door, my way. bizo dilo khaynu vena koira vena shuva ah hashe alze hoyo do veli beinu aleile khoshu eineinu Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Kol Dor Sheloi Nivneh Beis HaMikdash Ve'yamom Kilu Nechera Ve'yamom Im Eshkochem Shehilechem Boroh Echo Yoshva Bodon Aleile Ani Boichiyo Eini Eini Yordo Yordo Moyim Nachso Dirocheinu v'nachkoiro v'noshuva al Hashem
Yidei noshim rachmonios nishlu yaldeyen yisoymin hoyinu eino imoiseinu Ke'almonosh Migdoshenu Mipnei Machorav Mipnei Machorav Mipnei Shehoisobo Sino Shehoisobo Sino
Da. Oh,
Okay, so we just listened to Meir Simcha Rivkin, and that was, let's see, Tzema Lecho, and that was from the Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul on Chazak. Before that, Avrumi Flam presents HaTichyena, Songs of the 3 Weeks, which we're in, and also before that, Eicha, Songs of the 3 Weeks. Before that, Yisrael Williger, Lechu Neranana, from Karl Bach Friday Night on Sameach Music. And Avri Flam presents Al Zeh Haya, Songs of the 3 Weeks. Chaim David, Jump into the Sea of Torah, Mitzur Devash, and AKA Pella 2 Lehavenu. And you can go to the website, click on WFMFO.org, and go to schedule and click on Wednesday 3 to 5, and you can see the things that I've been playing. So just about out of here. I think Chris Searle should be coming to the station momentarily. Let's see. We're going to have one more song here from Expressions of the Soul. Wait, that's not the one I wanted. Let's see. Number 13, I think it is.